It's an idea the district has been considering for a while and could happen soon.
We're looking to make a transition for the 2013-14 school year.
Steve Alford is spokesperson for APS. Right now, new schools at Carver, South Atlanta High School, Thero High School, and Washington all have what's called small schools, basically four schools within a large campus. For example, new schools at Carver has early college, technology, performing arts, and health science and research as its small schools. APS wants to transition the four schools into one high school with four academies. Alford says the change will allow students to attend classes across all the academies.
Based on the small school structure, if you have a student, say, in a technology school who wants to take an AP class, it's only offered at the art school on the same campus now. That student can't cross-register and go take that AP course there.
AP stands for Advanced Placement. Operating the current small schools concept is also expensive, says Alford. Each has their own principal and operates as four small high schools. Under the new small learning communities model, there would be one principal. However, Alford says it's not clear if the changes would also mean layoffs.
And so while I can't speak specifically about HR decisions at the school level, I can say that we're going to go through the normal channel, the normal process, to make sure that we choose the correct, the most effective building leader for the school. We will realize opportunities because we're not going to have four principals on a campus. We'll have one in the schools. And so obviously we can redirect some of that to some of those resources to the classroom. And that's what we want to do.
The small schools concept was initiated under former Superintendent Dr. Beverly Hall. Rose Scott, WABE News.